Bava Kamma, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Hei, more on animals killing people. Now, there's really two separate components to consider in such an unfortunate event, a nightmarish event. The first is what happens to the animal, and we already sort of said that indirectly in the previous Mishnah, but I'll speak it up more fully here. In the event the animal intended to kill a person, so the animal gets skila, we kill the animal. Separately, the question is, well, what about the person who owned the animal? What kind of restitution does he make in the event that his animal killed somebody? God forbid. So the answer is it depends. If the animal was a tom, so then the person wasn't especially, you know, reckless or irresponsible, and basically he won't make any payment in terms of for the dead person. Okay, you can't bring the person back, and we're not going to sort of minimize their death by making any kind of financial payment, kind of like Kimli de Rabmini. However, if the animal was a mu'ud, so then really the owner was like grossly negligent, and he is like, he's bearing a lot of responsibility here. And although he won't be actually executed, and notwithstanding how the pasuk reads, and I'll read you the pasukim inside in a moment, the drasha is from Elser when it talks about the murderer being executed, it had to be a real murderer, and the owner of a animal which goes and kills is not really a murderer. Therefore, he will be subject to what's like a death penalty, but at the hands of heaven. Notwithstanding, he can expiate that, he can get like a kapara and atone for that to not face this this heavenly death penalty by making what's called a kofar payment. Kofar payment is like an atonement payment, which somehow like acts as some way, you know, mitigating factor, some kind of, you know, it staves off the consequences of being liable to death at the hands of heaven. Interestingly, the Gemara's Machlokas, how that kofar payment is calculated, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's actually based on the value of the owner of the cow himself. Like, if he would be sold in a slave market, how much would he pay? How much would he be purchased for? So he makes that payment as restitution, if you will, as like a kofar payment to the heirs of the dead person. So you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's directly talking about somehow atoning for his own life, kind of like when you, you know, do kaparos on Erev Yom Kippur, that kind of thing. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in the halacha, actually, the calculation of the kofar payment is based on the value, if you will, of the person who died, if he had been sold like an open market. But again, there's no thought that you're somehow actually paying to replace him. It's just, you can't compensate for the loss of a life. It's just that to effect atonement for yourself, the Torah has to give some amount, and therefore the amount given is the value of the person who died. That's the calculation. Now, in the end of the parsha, which I'll show you inside in a moment also, we talk about what happens if the victim actually is property. So that means it's a person, but he's an eved or an ama, so he's owned by a master. So now, if you would be paying the owner the value of the dead slave, is what he would have been sold on the open market, that sure looks and feels like you're making a direct restitution, as if you're like replacing the person who now died, the human being that died, can be replaced with money. And that, of course, is a terrible affront, offense to the fact that this person's Tzelem Elokim, you know, he's an Eved Kanani, but he's a human being, and you can't just give money to replace. And therefore, the Torah gives like a flat amount, which the Torah, the Pasuk says, is Shloshim Shekel. The Mishnah calls it Shloshim Sloim, 30 Shekel or 30 Sloim. It's the same amount of payments, of value, of silver. The point is that the Torah gives a sort of a fixed amount, not taking into consideration the actual like slave market value of the person who was killed. So no one should think, we shouldn't feel that you're somehow paying for the dead body, because that, you know, as a human being, is of infinite, immeasurable value. But there's something that has to be paid. And it's, again, to effect some kind of atonement. The person who was essentially grossly negligent by allowing his killer animal to kill somebody, he has to do something. And this is what the Torah's prescription for that something is. Okay, so let me read you the pasukim inside so you see them. The first pasuk here, we're reading from Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Ches, 21:28. And the first pasuk here is talking about a tam. So it says, V'chiyigach shor es ish o es isha, if ox gores a man or a woman, v'meis, and then the man or woman dies, so kol yisakel hashor. The bull itself, the cow, gets killed by a stoning. V'lo ye'achel es besaro, its meat can't be eaten, it's asur bahana, we said that elsewhere. Uval hashor naki, and as for the owner of the bull, he's considered to be innocent. He's like sort of innocent because it's a tam, so he wasn't negligent in letting, you know, this is a terrible thing that happened, but it wasn't his fault. Then Pasuk Chav Tes now talks about if we have a mu'ud, v'im shor nagach hu mitmol shilshom, if you have a gore that's been goring from yesterday and the day before, meaning now it's gored three times, v'huud b'ba'alav, and the owner's been put on notice, making this into a mu'ud, v'lo yishmarenu, and they don't guard this killer cow properly, v'heimis ish o isha, and then the cow goes and kills a man or woman, Hashor Yisakel, first of all, the cow, of course, gets killed if it somehow managed to survive being three times being put on notice and turning it from a tam to a mu'ud, however that would happen, it escaped judgment somehow. V'gam ba'alav yumas, but now says the pasuk, literally, so too the owner of the cow shall die. But as I said before, this is a misa b'dei shemaim, it's not an earthly penalty, but a one carried out by the heavenly court, so to speak. That's learned not based on drasha, because it says mos yumas hamake rotseachu. You have to kill the murderer because he is a rotseach. He's a murderer, which means if this guy in our pasuk, that's a pasuk elsewhere talking about rotzicha, murder. But here, this person's not a rotseach. He's just a grossly negligent guy who owned a killer cow and didn't protect him from hurting people. So since he didn't prevent him from hurting people, so he is like liable to death at the hands of heaven. But then, im kofer yushas alav. Now the word im usually means like if, but in the context here, Rashi speaks out, it's not if, but kind of like when, which also im does sometimes. So then, a kofer yushas alav, like some sort of like atonement payment shall be applied, imposed upon him, the owner. V'nasan pidyon nafsho kechol asher yushas alav. He has to make the full atonement payment to like redeem his soul from that liability. Whatever is, you know, whatever the Bezin values against him. So again, la'alacha, that'll be the value of the dead person. That's the amount of payment that the owner of the cow has to pay to achieve this atonement. Oven yigach, obas yigach, it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl, like meaning a minor. Of course, they have, like, they're not obligated mitzvahs yet, but it's also still a penalty as the others. K'mishpat hazeh yaselo, the same judgment goes in terms of the kofar payment. Vim eved yigach hashor o ama, but if the victim of this bull is a slave, male or female slave, then kesef shloshim shkalim yiten ladonav, then a payment of 30 shekel shall be paid to the owner of the slave, vahashor yisakel, and still, of course, the cow is stoned. So those are the psukim. That's the idea. The Mishnah says inside, it's a five Mishnah hey, 4 or 5. Hashor shnagach es ha'adam v'meis. If a bull gores a person and the person dies, so mu'ad, if the cow was a mu'ad, so first of all, mishalim kofar, then the owner of the cow must make this kofar payment, like I described before. The tam, if the cow had been a tam, so then the owner is pater min a kofar. He doesn't have to pay this for this restitution, this atonement payment, because he wasn't like grossly negligent. V'zeh, but whether or not the cow was a tam or a mu'ad, chayavim misa, the cow should be executed. V'chein b'ven, v'chein b'vas, the same is true if the victim is a child. Again, even though the child is not chayav in mitzvahs, still the full kofar payment is required in the event that the cow was a mu'ad. Nagach eved o'ama, if the cow killed a slave, a male or female slave, then nosen shloshim sla'im, then the owner of the cow will pay 30 sla'im. The shekel of the pasuk is the same as the sela of the Mishnah. In the Mishnaic talk, a sela is worth 4 dinar, for what it's worth. But says the Mishnah here, bein shu yafa me'ad mane, it doesn't matter if the actual value of the murdered slave, the killed slave, was worth me'a mana. That means like a 100 times 100 dinar, 10,000 dinar. Uvein chenu yafe el dinar echad, or if it's worth 1 dinar, it makes no difference. Meaning no matter what the actual value of the slave was, more or less than 30 slum makes no difference. As a fat payment of 30 slum as required to sort of achieve kapara for the owner of the cow.